Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Western Author Spotlight Podcast. How are you, Frank? Let's saddle up. We finally get, I found a great Facebook group community where I found Sullivan Stone, and I've just been hitting up a ton of people. We're going to have a lot more Western authors because we're going to be cornering the market, hopefully, in negotiations to work with Frank in something. Frank, I know you're excited to talk to Sullivan. I'm going to throw it right at you because you are the expert when it comes to Western authors and asking questions. So go ahead, Frank, with the questions you have for Sullivan.
And I'd like to know how you started. Why did you pick Westerns, or do you write in other genres also?
Well, I wrote for a while. My wife and I run an independent publishing company actually called La Plume Press. And my wife is a best-selling author multiple times. And I actually was making my living as a singer-songwriter up until 2018. And I had a bit of a burnout, touring burnout. So we decided that I would come on board and help her with her business. So I helped her and started writing one of her series as a kind of a co-writer. And that was my first introduction to really writing novels. And then just this last year, 2023, in the summer, I just decided, you know what? I always loved Westerns. I love reading Westerns, love Western, everything about Westerns. And I thought, you know what? I think I'm ready to start writing Westerns. And so we brainstormed for some ideas, and we came up with this idea of a series of books called The Chronicles of James Casper. And so I started down the road writing and just about to release my third book in the series. And just had the fourth cover designed already. So we're kind of gearing up actually for the fourth book already. So really enjoying it.
All right, well, tell us about James Casper.
Well, you know, James Casper is the typical kind of lonely hero. You know, he was finished writing a song about James Casper and releasing a video on YouTube. It's called The Ballad of James Casper. So James Casper, his father was a famous general in the Civil War. But unfortunately, when his wife died and his older son, Robert, died, he turned to alcohol and started getting abusive to his son, James, who was at the time just 10. And James ended up leaving home, running away from home, and joining the notorious O'Shea gang, a long-running outlaw gang in the West, mostly in southern Wyoming and northern Colorado. And he joined the gang for quite a few years and eventually ended up in prison, served 5 years in the Colorado State Prison. And upon release, decided to go straight. He was also having problems with alcohol up until his prison time, so he's an alcoholic. And so his character is all about, trying to stay straight, basically. And he ends up trying to start a new life. And he just randomly he goes to the train station and randomly picks a spot on the map that is an old kind of fort that has been abandoned called Fort Casper. So he decides to change his name to James Casper. From that moment on, he's known as James Casper, ends up befriending an old wizened sheriff, Everett Gray, who takes him under his wing as kind of a father figure. So the story is about redemption, of course, like a lot of good Westerns are, and also about kind of redeeming this idea of fatherhood. And so, through the various adventures, starts to get close to Everett Gray, the sheriff, and they form a bond. And there's romance involved. There's villains. There's shootouts. There's,
everything in between. Yeah.
Yeah. The second book is called The Assassin. And I introduce a very, very interesting arch enemy in that book. I think the reviews are great. I'm reading the third book right now over again for the third time.
The character sounds fascinating. And since he's hidden his background, I suppose that's what you play on that through the books. And they're always afraid of him being being exposed. And so, yeah, that's good. That's an undercurrent.
Yes, that's right.
Character. So that's really good. That's really good. So would these be the books that you want to be known for? Or did you write something before that?
These are the books definitely I would like to be known for. And they're, under my pseudonym, which is Sullivan Stone. So these are the Sullivan Stone brand, you would say. And before I was writing under Norm Strauss, my wife's name is Lee Strauss. And if you were a Cozy Mystery fan, you would know that name probably.
Okay.
So, but yes, this is definitely, I would say, I'm very proud of these books and definitely would want to be known by these books for sure.
What do you think of the marketplace for Western authors right now? Is it a great market to, if you write a Western, to do well?
I did a little bit of research before I started, and I don't know, you know, it seems to be a fairly crowded market, but I'm not entirely sure. There's a lot of Western books. So yeah, I don't really know the answer to that question. In terms of like making it big or being successful as a Western artist, you know, we're going to rely on our marketing experience for that. I'm very heartened to know all of the reviews though have been very good, and people love the book. So
excellent.
Good. Good. But how do you, being a Western author and writing a Western, obviously you got to have certain elements that Western readers are looking for. You have the gunfight, you have the bar brawl, you have the stampede, things like that. Do you find yourself working those elements into your books?
Yeah, all my favorite things. Yes, yeah, for sure. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to go from gunfight to gunfight to gunfight because that just gets ridiculous, right? So it's kind of like, well, you got to sort of salt and pepper them into the stories. You know, the confrontation has got to be at least three or four great confrontations. Might not be gunfights, but they've got to be good confrontations. And a couple of gunfights for sure. I mean, and James Casper tends to be, happens to be, of course, a very skilled gunslinger, of course. So yes, and the romance has to be there too. James Casper has a lady that he met immediately upon release, or immediately before going to prison. He met this girl and fell in love in Fort Collins, but of course had to flee the posse and ended up in jail and re-met her again, you know, after prison. But now she's married to somebody else, you know. So the kind of love triangle going on.
That complicates the plot. That's good.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, Sullivan, best place people can find information on your books. Where can they go?
SullivanStoneBooks.com.
Okay. And my last question for you, what do you think, what advice, especially you being in the author game as a publisher as well for marketing, what do you think the biggest challenge is as an indie book writer to be successful?
I think you have to think in terms of book series instead of one book and plan on writing at least three to four books. Back to back, don't make them too long. And, you know, we've found from our experience that 40,000 to 50,000 words is a good. It's think of them like TV shows, like episode of Yellowstone or something. And you have overarching plots, and you know, develop the characters as you go, stuff like that.
Excellent. Well, it's great stuff. Great to connect. And that Facebook group I met you on, where I at least messaged you, there's a lot of Western authors in there, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah. Some good ones.
Great. Well, they'll all be coming on Western Authors podcast because we Spotlight podcast. We found out that literally there are not many Western podcasts just for Westerns. And Frank's really excited to be part of that. So yeah, there's not any hardly at all. But more about Westerns by reading them, not interviewing the authors. So we have a platform for you and send them our way. So we appreciate it. Thanks, Sullivan.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
All right. That was a special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show, Western Author Spotlight Podcast, guys. Take care.